Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because they can live just about anywhere, microbes make up a significant percentage of the Earth's biomass. Jan Amand, professor of Earth and Biological Sciences at the University of Southern California, describes the lengths scientists are going to just to observe them in some of their more extreme habitats.
My NASA astrobiology team is exploring the subsurface biosphere on Earth, life underground, so that we can guide the search for extraterrestrial life. With respect to biology, the region deep beneath the Earth's surface is largely unstudied. We don't know how much life is down there or what kinds of organisms find the dark, rocky, high-pressure, low-nutrient subsurface a habitable place. How do these intraterrestrials make a living? Over the next 5 years or so, we will be dropping scientific equipment down many boreholes and mine shafts that reach thousands of meters below the surface, trying to catch a glimpse of the intraterrestrials in their natural habitats. We will also collect samples, bring them back to the laboratory, and investigate these microorganisms. So what does this have to do with the search for extraterrestrial life? Let's take Mars, for example. If life exists there today, or ever existed there, evidence of that life is most likely in the subsurface. The surface conditions are simply too harsh to preserve any signatures of life. But before we hunt for evidence of life in the Martian subsurface or on any other planet, let's perfect our skills at home, here on Earth. If our estimates are about right, in a sample of water from the deep subsurface, let's say tens to hundreds of meters down, only about 1/1 billionth, with a B, of that sample will be a microbial cell. The techniques and equipment that we develop and refine over the next 5 years could, someday, find their way on a rover sent to Mars or some other planet. Our exploration into the untapped world beneath our feet right here on Earth is a vital step toward finding life, if it is indeed out there, on another planet.
And that was Jan Amand of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.